This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. The Circus coming to Myrtle Creek about a month from now, actually a little sooner than that, Saturday, May 18th. Ted Romas, one of the folks involved in organizing it, joining us this morning. Ted, good morning. So talk about the circus. I know you've had it there before. It's on the May 18th, as I mentioned. Tell us more about what people can expect that day and how they can get plugged in.
Well, the Culpeper and Meriwether Circus is on a two-year circuit from one coast to the other. So they were here in May of 2022. They're returning this year, as you mentioned, on May 18th, Saturday, May 18th, which is also Armed Forces Day. So there'll be some additional celebration going on all throughout the nation. But the circus itself will be here in Myrtle Creek, setting up in the Ireland parking lot located parallel to Main Street, with performances at 2 and 4:30. The circus will arrive in Myrtle Creek very early that morning and begin their setup. They're very mobile, of course. They're at a different location just about every day. At 9:30 a.m., they will do a tent raising, which is open to the public, and then a tour of the circus grounds to include conversations with the circus workers and how they tend to and maintain the animals and safely and appropriately. The 1 p.m., the midway opens, and then the circus performances are 2 and 4 p.m. There are advance tickets available for sale at various outlets in Myrtle Creek, including Cindy's Flowers and Gifts, the Happy Donut, the Regal Raptor, and the Tap House. And circus this year is being sponsored by the Myrtle Creek Elks Lodge.
And, of course, the circus really harkens back to days gone by, and but yet still, young people and not-so-young people seem to still really enjoy going to the circus.
Yes, and I saw that that experience up close and personal 2 years ago when both of the performances were nearly sold out, and many children and many grandparents attended the circus. And that speaks to what you're saying about the nostalgia of a circus. There's some really neat side effects to the circus. They actually have what they call an advanced clown. Her name is Skeeter. I met her 2 years ago. She's coming back on May 9th. To Myrtle Creek from 1 to 3:30 p.m. She basically does a meet and greet wherever we set that up, and then also does some performances at elementary schools for kids. And the kids just loved it last year, and they were just very entertaining. And she doesn't push ticket sales. She pushes the circus and what it represents to, you know, the past and the present.
So what kinds of things can people see at the circus?
Well, the after the big top is raised and the tour is done, then it's an authentic one ring big top circus that's been featured on A&E Special and various other locations. There's big cats, aerial extraordinaire trapeze performances, bareback horseback riders, daredevil teams, tightrope. Juggling, hair hanging, and a variety of other circus acts, and particularly featuring the antics of the circus clown Leo Acton.
And we should emphasize as well, this is just a one-day event.
It is, but they are on a circuit, and I will mention this is not just a Myrtle Creek gig this year in South Douglas County or all of the West Coast. But the circus will go from Myrtle Creek on Saturday to Glendale on Sunday to Sutherland on Monday. So they are very active and very mobile, and it's very labor-intensive to get all of that done in a timely manner. But that's where they are on the schedule for us locally.
And talk about the Myrtle Creek Elks Lodge and why you're involved as sponsors of this.
Well, the Myrtle Creek Elks Lodge is a fraternal nonprofit organization that needs to... And we have a large building there on Main Street. We need a lot of maintenance and upkeep and, you know, utilities and so on. And so we need to do some things once in a while as a fundraiser. And that is what this proceeds from this circus will go to, is the general fund for the Myrtle Creek House Lodge to support in many ways other community events, beneficial to members, particularly veterans, people that with for food needs. Last year we had a Sleep in Heavenly Peace bed build in our parking lot and built 16 beds for kids that needed a bed. So all of that thing kind of goes around in a full circle.
And talk about tickets. How much are they for the circus?
The advanced sale tickets are $13 for adult and $8 for a child, which is 2 to 12, or a senior 65 plus. And they can be purchased up to the day of the circus itself. After that, the box office prices are adult $16, children, seniors $9.
All right, again, that's Saturday, May 18th, Myrtle Creek for the circus. And where in town is this being held at?
The Horse Creek Covered Bridge right along Main Street, just apparently that's adjacent to Millsite Park. There's a large dirt parking lot there that's often referred to locally as the Ireland parking lot because it's owned by Ireland Trucking. Charles Ireland has graciously donated the use of that property for the circus again this year.
All right. And again, we mentioned the locations and the opportunity to help out the Myrtle Creek Elks Lodge. That concert, the circus, May 18th, Culpeper and Meriwether Circus coming to Myrtle Creek. Ted Rumbus from the Myrtle Creek Elks. Ted, thanks for being on.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Appreciate the time.
8:38 at the Morning Report.